The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. Weeks of protests and unrest have impacted Hong Kong's tourism and retail sectors. The total value in retail sales decreased by 6.7% in June 2019, compared with the same month in 2018, and according to the Hong Kong Tourism Board, visitor arrivals in June were down about 770,000 compared to the month before. Michael Hewson, chief market analyst of CMC Markets, says that if the unrest continues, it's likely to impact third quarter figures for Hong Kong. Michael Hewson.
If you take last year, for example, they collected record tax revenues of around about 342 billion Hong Kong dollars. I think it's highly unlikely, given the retail sales data that we've seen thus far this year, where every single month has been negative, that they will be able to repeat that.
Operations at Hong Kong International Airport have returned to normal after days of protests last week effectively shut down the airport and caused many flight cancellations. The events at the airport followed 10 weeks of protests throughout Hong Kong, which are still continuing to this day. Some analysts warn that if the unrest continues, large companies that have regional hubs in Hong Kong might consider other locations. Automobile industry analysts in India say the auto sector is hitting a slump. According to figures released by the Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, sales of passenger vehicles plunged by 31% in July, the ninth straight month of declines. Atul Singhal Wasan is the chief executive officer of Wasan Toyota Showroom.
Yes, there is a slowdown in sales, but also more important is the liquidity which is not available, or the ease of availability of funds.
Lending constraints aren't the only cause for the slump. New emissions and safety regulations have caused prices to rise, and a widespread economic slowdown has made consumers reluctant to spend. The crisis presents a major challenge for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. The auto industry employs 35 million people and accounts for nearly half of India's manufacturing output. The latest slowdown in auto sales is just one of several economic indicators that suggest weakness in the overall economy. For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.